This is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. Sovereign is made possible by KKCR's sustaining members in partnership with Healthy Hut, A. Feinberg Galleries, and Ho'olono Natural Remedies.
A. Feinberg Galleries, showcasing the world-class, award-winning fine art photography of Aaron Feinberg. Now open daily in the Hanalei Dolphin Center and the shops at Kukui'ula Po'ipu. A. Feinberg Galleries proudly support Kauai Community Radio by underwriting this program. 634-5804 or expandingvisualreality.com.
Healthy Hut Market and Cafe, now right off the highway in the old school building in Kilauea. Organic and natural groceries, produce, raw foods, beer and wine, an expansive organic salad bar, fresh hot meals, smoothies, juices and coffees, and locally made products. Healthy Hut, a family-owned business, supports KKCR.
Ho'olono Natural Remedies, Kauai-made farm-to-bottle herbal preparations for optimal health. Herbal cough and cold relief, salves and tonics, mamaki tea, cultured noni juice, and more. Ho'olono Natural Products can be found at health food stores or online at hoolono.com.
Mahalo for supporting KKCR.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
Evelino Mako Kako, mahalo for tuning in to KKCR this evening. This is your hostess, Punani Rogers, and the name of our show is Living Sovereign, because we are. Thank you, and we have a wonderful program ready for you this evening. We've got 2 hours to fill, and I think we're going to succeed in that because we've got so much to tell you folks. There have been so many things happening, but first of all, I want to thank you all for being safe and for practicing the protocols of the pandemic situation here with us. We're all going through some hard times. We're all in it together, and we're all going to rise out of it together too, because we are really, we got the mana. We're strong people, and I can prove it to you when I tell you about one of the things that happened this weekend on our island when our mana became so strong that poof, gone. It was gone. Okay, may I introduce also the people that are in our studio today. We have Janae Marie Taylor, and
aloha.
Aloha, and of course, Dr. Keahi, always here to assist us with the telephones. And some other guests here that are here to support us and may also be contributing to the conversation that we will be having. So to start off, you know, September 2nd was our queen's birthday. And we haven't stopped celebrating your birthday yet. We want to, because we carry her with us all the time in our hearts. So, you know, her birthday is with us all the time. But because it's been special this past September 2nd, I wanted to spend a few minutes here in tribute to our queen by playing some songs that have been dedicated to her, written to her, for her. And we hope you enjoy it. Just sit back and relax, folks. Stay with us for the next 2 hours. We'd love to hear from you also. This is a program that invites community participation. We have a phone number in the studio here that you can call to join us. It's 826-7771. And for you on the with the computers, you can live stream us on www.kkcr, it's Kauai Community Radio, .org, kkcr.org. So welcome, welcome to our Living Sovereign Show on this beautiful Labor Day, September 7th, 2020.
Which song did you want to hear first, Nani?
The Queen's Jubilee.
Gotcha.
In dedication to our Queen.
All right.
This tune was written when the Queen traveled to England to celebrate Queen's of England's Royal Jubilee. Mm. Right, Keahi?
Queen Victoria. That was
Queen Victoria,
for
yes.
her 50th Jubilee.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it makes me very wondrous about how our monarchy, how our leaders back then would travel the world. They were way ahead of their time. You know, King Kalakaua as well as Queen Liliʻu, they built strong bonds with other leading ruling countries. Like, for instance, the Franco-British letter that was written and Hawaii got recognized as a nation by France and by England. And then I think a couple of months later by the United States as well. So we are in a member of the League of Nations or the
Not only that, they had perpetual peace treaties with at least ten countries, actually. So 11 treaties altogether for peace, perpetual peace.
Right. We are a peaceful and neutral country. We
and
always
then
have
about
been.
Five more for perpetual friendship. So, you know, there's
right. Not commerce.
There were commerce treaties, but but when you talk about perpetual, those are the ones that are still valid, yeah?
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
And that certainly helps us in how we're learning about our political history. So give honor to our queen, because she was a great leader. She was prolific in her writing of letters and music. She was a hakumele. And I just wanted to take a pause, all of you, this evening, and just think about her and send her love, send her our gratitude for what they did and what she did to set up the situation that we are now facing now, which has been a great help because we've learned from our kupuna and we're going to carry forth the work that they have done forward, because that is our job and because the Queen is waiting in the palace. Waiting for us to come in there and to form a government for our people and not leave that palace until we do have this government formed with the palapala that is will be known to the world of who we are as a kingdom, as a nation, as people that know how to aloha, because aloha will win over everything. Okay, which leads me to another mele to our queen, and this one will be the Kalani Pe'a one of Eolamau. Ah. Long live the nation of Hawaii! He's saying, "Wake up, everyone!"
Enakini.
Enakini.
That's the one you like.
That's our people. Nakini means our people, our nation.
All right, Kalani Pe'a e Nakini on Kauai.
E ala e, wake up. All right. I like this song.
Elekia e Oniapa. E Nakini e Oniapa. E Navahi e Oniapa. E Namokupuni e Oniapa. E Nakini o Kai. Na e alamai, e na mama Hawaii nei e alamai. Ai mua e na poki, hainu I kawai ava ava. Ai na kanana kila he, e na kini o ka aina e na mamo o Hawaii nei e alamai. I clave,
clave alilo,
I kapono,
no
pai o no kapono e nakini o ka aina I clave,
clave alilo,
I kapono,
no
uamau ke o ka aina.
puni o Hawaii nei e ala mai e na mano kini alehu e ala mai mai Hawaii o ke ave a kalai o mano kalani o ni pa amau o ni pa amau e na moku puni o Hawaii nei e na mano kini alehu e ala mai I clave I capono I no capono e na kini o ka aina I clave I capono uamau ke o ka aina I capono uamau ke o ka aina Na moku puni o Hawaii nei, e ala mai. E na mano kini alehu, e ala mai. Mai Hawaii o ke ave, a kauai o mano. Kalani o ni pa amau, o ni pa amau. E na moku puni o Hawaii nei, e na mano kini alehu, e ala mai. I clave capono Aio no capono e na kini o ka aina I clave I capono uamau ke o ka aina I capono uamau ke o ka aina I capono
Palace pray to the Lord Almighty. I wonder what she said was in bless our home and people, keep them safe from harm. Friends have now betrayed us. We did them no wrong. They were our friends and allies. We let them come in peace. Help me to forgive those whose hearts are filled with grief. Does anybody our queen's unanswered prayers, our queen's unanswered prayers, our queen's unanswered prayers. I can see our royal queen praying on humble knees, so all alone. Can you imagine that, being told your sovereign land's no longer home? Tell me who is wrong, Liliuokalani. Loyal will remain kings and queens before us.
vow to do the same. 100 years have come and gone now. Time is close at hand. Oh, younger generations, heed the call and stand. We'll restore our lawful nation. All natives of our land, reclaim our given birthrights, the rights of every man. Every nation soon will hear our queen's unanswered prayer. Friends and allies, we let hear to our queen's unanswered prayers. Our queen's unanswered prayers. Our queen's unanswered.
Americans, as Christians, hear me for my downtrodden people. Their form of government is as dear to them as yours is as precious to you. Quite warmly as you love your country, so they love theirs. With all your goodly possessions covering a territory so immense that there yet remain parts unexplored, possessing islands that, although new at hand, had to be neutral ground in time of war. Do not covet the little vineyard of Naboth, so far from your shores, lest the punishment of Ahab fall upon you, if not in your day, in that of your children. For be not deceived. God is not mocked. The people whom your fathers told of the living God and taught to call Father, and now whom the sons now seek to despoil and destroy, are crying aloud to him in their time of trouble. And he will keep his promise and will listen to the voices of his Hawaiian children, lamenting for their homes.
Mahalo. Mahalo to our queen and her unanswered prayer. And folks, I hope that we, this generation, her mo'opunas, her descendants, us, will find an answer to her prayer. You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea.
Aloha, this is Kauai Police Chief Todd Raybuck. Wearing a mask, keeping your distance, and observing Kauai's 14-day quarantine, when applicable, prevents community spread of a deadly disease. Oahu is officially a hot zone, reporting more cases daily than some countries. Monitoring the quarantine is a way we serve and protect you. Report any violations that might put us in danger by going to kauai.gov/COVID-19 or call 241-1711. Mahalo from the Kauai Lifeguard Association.
All right, we're back. This is Punani Rogers again, your hostess for a Living Sovereign here on the beautiful island of Kauai on the North Shore in Princeton's Hanalei. And again, mahalo to our guests that are here with us in the studio. We welcome you and thank you very much for making a sacrifice to come to the radio station, which is way out in Hanalei, but we live way over on the outer side of the island. And I love the drive coming out here all the time. I hardly do it because I think it's far, but when I do drive out here to Hanalei, I love it. It's a good time to contemplate, meditate. I do pule while driving too, and thanking Kia Kua for everything. So, okay, we're going to get down to this important business now. And this is going to be a phenomenal thing because we are now launching a project that we think will be perhaps a solution or an answer to the Queen's Prayer. And I would like to introduce you to Jeanne Marie Taylor, who co-partnered with Brother Jean Tamashiro to bring forth these documents. I'll let her tell you all about it.
Oh, mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Happy birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Hi, mahalo.
This room is filled with beautiful people. My name is Jeanne Marie Taylor. I'm a 40-year resident of Kauai, and the reason I'm sitting here right now is because thanks to Uncle Tony Kunimura, mayor of Kauai, many years ago as a young mother, I was hired into the county, and he hired me in to run the Department of Transportation. And that serviced 23 human service agencies island-wide. And where did I come from? I came from left field. Carmelie Knudsen and I were doing some special community work, and the mayor was always involved, so he learned to respect me, and he thought I could fill this position. And what we did is gradually, with the help of all of the individuals running the various agencies, the county base yard, all of the people together who had numerous grumbles and gripes, we had paper, and we wrote our grumbles and gripes down on paper. And from those papers, then we combined our priorities, and we set the stage to try to make improvements and bring solutions to the grumbling. And that resulted in a fleet of brand new vehicles, policies and procedures written for the County of Kauai, including the county's first risk management program. So for the rest of my life and career, administration and becoming an upgrade specialist in the hotel industry, regional management, I learned how to upgrade with the use of the people in Pono. Everyone has skills. We combine our efforts. Long story short, that's a history of administration, yeah. Which means that we have now co-created something called HKGA, which is Hawaiian Kingdom Governance Agency, along with administrative skills brought forward by Kauai Foundation, along with Mr. Tamashiro, the Circle of Sovereigns, and all the work those on the Big Island have been doing for years, bringing judicial assembly together.
What foundation?
In Pono. Kauai Foundation is fiduciary, has aligned with Hawaiian Kingdom Governance Authority to create this Hawaiian Kingdom Foundation. Kauai Foundation is offering the administrative arm. That's why the long lead-in. The administrative arm, I have learned over the years, is probably the next step to assist the Hawaiian Kingdom in stepping into place. Work has been done for many, many decades. Many, many individuals have participated to bring us to this place right now. The administrative arm comes forward. We've been organizing for 5 months now, with many years behind us. And the basic reason this has come forward is because of something called a transition protocol procedure, which was written in October of 2018 based on the illegal occupation of Hawaii and the rules, Army rules of occupation, taught to me by Keanu Sai. Thank you. But what this five-paragraph order is, which is the beginning of our transition protocol, is an administrative opportunity to put things into place. So the goal here in the mission is to transform Hawaii into a government recognizable under international law and the laws of occupation within 90 days. Laws to include the Aloha Spirit Law, the Law of the Splintered Paddle, 1839 Declaration of Rights, Hawaiian Islands, 1852 Constitution, Kamehameha Treaties, Civil and Penal Codes, all of the above.
Our is problem, that what you would call, Ikalamai, is that what you would call kingdom laws?
These are laws that were put together by all of us.
Right, because we want to follow
to this,
kingdom laws.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, that is all that we are following is the kingdom law.
Because that is what should
truth.
Be administered to us in this day during this military occupation. So we all know that.
This
and
is the Queen's unanswered prayer. Yes. This is the Queen's unanswered prayer to reinstate the kingdom. But you need an administrative arm. And we feel that we have been able to put that together in recent years and months.
Right.
So this, shall I continue? But anyway, yeah. This is, we do have a solution. Our problem is that, yes, we are occupied. We have many bullet items here that we could discuss, but we do have a solution, and it's called Transition Protocol, which was started on August 1st. We're 36 or 37 days. How many days are we into the month?
Oh, I know.
So we've been moving swiftly.
This is September already.
Yes.
September 7th.
And the first
since August 1st, I think, is when you started, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And so the first of the big ceremonies introducing HKGA is a ceremony on the Big Island, August 1st. It was a Ho'oponopono ceremony at the Obelisk at Kealakekua Bay. And core team went down, and you can see the video on the website, hkga.global. And on the bottom right, you can see YouTube videos are on YouTube. And the big celebration occurred with Ho'opono first cleansing the area of the occupation of that property, and is fully explained in the video. And the title correction of that land, placing it back into the hands of the Queen and the Kingdom, is what occurred on that day. So it's extremely powerful, and the video... enjoy watching the video. You'll learn a lot. The speeches and the most important information that everyone needs to know, understanding our own personal sovereignty, the sovereignty of Hawaii. If we're sovereign, where did we wake up this morning? So this is all about the Hawaiian kingdom, which lives. And we've brought forward a strong administrative team, which is growing every hour. So proud to have the support on this project that very likely will be inserted in, what, a month and a half now? We have 90 days to complete our transition protocol, which will then create a beautiful surprise.
Well, we hope that it all happens. How are we going to do it? What I'm thinking is, will you be ending up with a physically formed Pono kingdom government so that we can move and proceed as a government people, and which gives us empowerment too, because we've got a lot of backup about our status. We don't have to, you know, forever and ever we've been trying to prove our status. We're trying to prove who we are. We have to always tell them, how come you identify me when your identification is wrong? Don't try to identify me. I know who I am. This, all of this kind of stuff happening with us. Well, we need this. And the reason why I kept saying that was because we were all getting arrested, and there was no court system to help us, to back us up. So I was trying to call for? Where's a kingdom court? Where can we go where we can be safe and where the laws that we abide by will be recognized and set us free? So this is what is going to be the what next?
Yes, I can quickly explain that on May 14th, it's been about 5-6 months now since myself and Gene connected and realized we could align nation to nation, because he was speaking nation to nation. Hawaii exists, and they have been speaking nation to nation on the Big Island with their community and their the county council and all the leaders, the agents, okay? So they've been...
Who support this as well.
They're growing in support. So this nation-to-nation approach has been going on for quite some time. So that's where HKG is. Hawaiian Kingdom Lives, HKGA, is a governance authority. Mm-hmm. We are not governance. We are not government.
No.
Our job is in this 90 days to co-create a strong skeletal government that can take position at the appropriate moment in time, because...
Okay, I think it would help if we would define the word governance.
Governance is us...
It's not government, that's why. It's a different...
No, governance word. Is us during this interim time coming together with our accumulated skills and professional abilities to create the structure of the government, Hawaiian Kingdom, based on the 1852 Constitution and all the other kingdom laws. This is all fully based on kingdom law. And it's like now, right now, today, there's all of the absolute proof has come forward. And that's what Gene Thomas Shiro has been advocating for us, is that superior title is achieved, as well as the codification of the law, superior title in the law of the
and
soil.
And codification means
codification.
What?
You know, it just means that it's absolute from the creator. We're working with creator's law, Hawaiian law, administrative skills to implement and answer the Queen's unanswered prayer by bringing back administration with the help of everyone involved. And we are creating, we have staff positions that are being filled to create various important positions or ministries within this new government. So we are simply the governance pulling it together. And
I have questions.
Interim.
Yeah, an interim government.
That is the 90-day interim. And so the merger with Kauai Foundation and HKGA back in May created history, according to Mr. Thomas Shiro. It says, whereas Hawaiian Kingdom Kohawaii Pa'aina is in continuity, we are a constitutional monarchy under the Creator's law as codified on this soil. Declaration of Rights, 1859. We have been under prolonged U.S. foreign occupation for over 127 years. The law of this aina requires all people to be truthful, do no harm, honor your word. That is it. That's all we have to do, is do no harm and honor our word. And with notices of a liability now, we're able to call out those agents who have not been honoring their oath or their word and inform them that they are personally responsible for their actions. So that's a new form of law that we're able to use in calling out those who are not contributing to the pono health of Hawaii.
This thing keeps falling.
Oh. I gotta put it on. Auntie Nani is wearing a very large lei po'o. She can't keep her headphones on.
Okay, I got a question. Hasn't this been done before by many of our other groups and leaders? You know, we have a lot of leaders out there that have been doing this for the past 20 years, which is when I kind of got involved in this work 20 years ago. And within this, within that period, there was this renaissance going on where our people were starting to really question, because we felt depressed. You know, we were being oppressed. And that's not a good way to live. We want to be free. You know, and so we put out stickers and everything. Free Hawaii, deoccupy Hawaii. And we've had many, many times where we've come together as a people to try to get to a place where we can feel that we have our freedom back, or we are operating under a true and honest and legal government and situation. So have you talked to anyone that that has been doing all of this kind of stuff before, and why they aren't successful?
No.
Do you haven't met anybody?
No, this has been a personal journey for me as an administrator, understanding the Hawaii Lives, a resident of Kauai, giving back, observing everyone's sharing of knowledge and wisdom, you know, mm-hmm. over time, and observing, and everyone observing. I've been sort of behind the scenes.
Right.
I work
How
behind
come?
The
Where
scenes.
Where were you 20 years ago?
I was here. However, we all have our kuleana.
Yeah,
so okay. A day by day, week by week, and the visions would come, and this and that, and the Queen's unanswered prayer, and then administratively seeing how do we do this, and that's why Mageso is a good friend and associate with all of us here. He's also a manager and a professional administrator, global. Mm-hmm. He was with IBM for many years back in the day. So together we understand all of the Hawaiian issues with our own Hawaiian hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years we've been discussing, and then this winter things came together. Actually, two winters ago, writing of the transition protocol was the first. Took 5 weeks to get mm-hmm. that out with Spirit's help and a few birdies whispering.
Right.
Keanu's side. This is probably Jean.
Jean.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. So what I was going to say was...
I don't even know if I answered that last question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So much.
So, you know, you're speaking and helping. You say that your role is as an administrator.
Yes, to see this come to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have administrators already, too.
I have a question.
Come forward, please. So, let's work together.
I have a question.
Okay.
About your organization.
Perfect.
Shall we just go to that call?
Yes,
my question.
Yes,
can
yes,
wait.
Yes,
yeah, let's
yes.
do that.
Oh, mahalo. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Aloha.
Aloha.
Oh, aloha no. Jean Tamashiro. Okay, yeah.
Yay. Kela. Calling from Namoko Keawe. What's up?
Oh, yeah. That's what we want to know. You're supposed to be telling us. Yes,
thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yes, please tell us what your manawa is on what HKGA is and who you are and how do you
think
we should proceed to get what we want. Our goal is to restore our kingdom, right?
Absolutely.
Because it still exists, actually.
Yes, of course. Hawaiian Kingdom, Ko Hawaii Pai Aina, is in continuity, as we know. Our current status is we are under an unlawful corporate occupation by a foreign power for 127 years.
Right.
And the good news is that most people who have done their due diligence actually know, you know, our situation. And so we're at the point where because we possess a superior title, we possess the actual law of this soil and the truth, we are at the position to actually assert and defend those rights, yeah,
mm-hmm.
on the aina. So we are correcting land titles, and we do this full transparency in the public record. And all people are invited. The beauty of Ko Hawaii Pai Aina, Hawaiian Kingdom, is that we are not a corporation. And so our government our governance, yeah, our communities, we're protected because we have maintained our status as a true people's government, as opposed to a corporation. And so politics and money, if we operate correctly, it does not affect a lawful adjudication. And it's very refreshing that sovereign Hawaiians of all colors,
right,
remembering who they are, where they are, you know, where we woke up this morning, and then what is the law of this soil as codified Kawikauoli, 1839, Declaration of Rights. So I'm working with sovereign Americans now, because they, similarly, are operating in the same Keakua's law. And that was for the American experiment. It was codified 1776 Declaration of Independence. And for us, of course, 1839. So we're trying to empower people in the knowledge that unity in the law already exists. We don't have to have a revolution, and we don't have to rewrite anything. We simply have to become knowledgeable of who we are, where we are, and what is the law of this soil. And then Americans and Hawaiians working together to restore Keakua's law back to earth, back to Keakua's kingdom, and back to earth.
My Kailoa, that sounds powerful. Yeah. I do believe
simple,
in leaders.
Kind.
Yeah. Been looking for a spiritual leader for a long time, too, because
well,
it doesn't always occur in our leaders. And, you know, speaking
thank
of
you.
Our leaders, this is what's happening. We're all in going heading the same direction.
Yes.
Like Keanu Tsai, Henry Noa, Leon Seal, yourself, but different canoes.
Okay.
So I would love to picture us, our canoes converging eventually at the end.
Amen.
So, you know, how can we get that to happen?
Okay. Once again, what binds us together is Keakua's law, yeah? And historically, everybody I know, I talk to Bumpy, I talk to Leon, of course, he's a good friend of mine. I have met Henry Noa. And we all realize that the basis of kingdom law is Keakua's law, the creator's law, as codified 1839.
Yeah, so you use that word codified all the time.
Yeah.
Is that a legal term? I mean, is there a Hawaiian meaning for that?
codified meaning that, we put it in writing, and that is a covenant that we all, it's a collective national covenant of all
people.
And
it's supposedly a fact and the truth.
Codified meaning it's in the public record, yeah?
Okay, well.
Yeah, our treaties with other countries is based on the foundation of our law. And that is the foundation of our law.
Right.
So if that is true, and it is, then all of these different canoes can maintain their course as we're all heading together.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have to jump in our canoe.
No.
A basic principle of law, because there's so many kuleanas that need to be amplified. Yeah, everybody got something important that they're doing. As long as we are united in the basis of Kohawa'i Pa'aina law, which is God's law, and it's really the only law on earth. There is man's corporate law, which the state of Hawaii is operating as a corporate entity. Even the United States became a corporation, officially foreign-controlled corporation, in 1871. And they were supposed to only be limited to 10 miles square in Washington, D.C., but now the whole world has been captured by this deception.
Mm-hmm.
but we know, see? Us guys, we know. And so the question is, how do we cooperate? Now, I had an important conversation with Navai this morning. Our young warriors, yeah, they stand for Aloha True. Okay. I'm so grateful he called, and he said, you know, Uncle, the state of Hawaii, they like, you know, try work with us, give us permit, yeah? And we reject a permit because we're not under their jurisdiction. And the way I see it now, and I totally agree that we don't want to make agreements that surrender our rights. But see, when the state come to us, those guys, they have palapala bureaucracy, yeah? And they need to do their job. They need to forward all these paperwork, these contracts. So when they come to us, I told Navai, when they come to us and they offer to contract with this so-called permit, yeah, all we do is we use it as a opportunity to educate all parties and say, you know what, I'm glad that we talking about, you know, convening and concluding a permit or a contract. It's really a contract nation to nation. So what we do on our side is we clarify who we are, where we are, and what is the law. And when we sign this so-called permit, they call it a permit, fine. We know it's a contract. When we sign, we make sure we sign with all of our rights and all of our title and all of our jurisdiction reserved. Kaleo Lindsay taught me that this is two political venues operating in comity. That's a word, interesting word, comity. Because there's a dilemma yet, yeah? The dilemma hasn't been officially solved from Washington, D.C. and Iolani Palace.
Right.
Not yet. But yet, the human beings, that's my cousin, that's my neighbor. You know, I know Kurt Cottrell. See, when we did the obelisk Ho'oponopono ceremony and title correction, Captain Cook, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They gave us permission, but I made it clear, and I've been making it clear for the last 8 years, you know, my status and Hawaii's status. But they needed my signature so that they could move their paperwork. And so it's like, okay, I don't mind doing that, you guys, but you got to remember, whenever I do this, I'm doing this so that we can cooperate. And I'm not surrendering the truth and the law of this soil. And they look at me and they go, no problem. Okay. Yeah. Now, if that same question went to President Trump, he might have to wait a moment, you know. But for our guys, for the guy who is Department of Parks, State Parks, that's Dean Takebayashi, yeah. And then above that in Honolulu is Kurt Cottrell. They were very interested, you know, in figure out how we're going to do this because everybody know Hawaii's true status. So we simply educate and use it as a moment of cooperation without surrendering status. So I'm trusting, I'm hoping if Navai them still have contact with the state people, and they want to present another permit. Let's do this nation to nation. Let's cooperate without surrendering the truth.
Yeah,
that's my point.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be done. We that's how we did it for the obelisk.
Right, and we did get recognized as a nation.
What's that? Excuse me?
Well, did they recognize us as a nation?
Not officially.
Okay.
Not officially. They cannot. That will have to come from Washington, D.C. And at that point, yeah, if push comes to shove, really, the guy supposed to be in charge is Kenneth Hara, who's the adjutant general for National Guard. Okay. Because this is a corporate military occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but you know, we try not to let the palapala and the words you know, transcend and get in the way of us building effective and trusting relationship. Right. That's what we got. Because we all, as Kawikiaoli said, God hath made of one blood all nations of men, people, to dwell on earth in unity and blessedness. So I know the whole earth, Lahui, the whole earth, Ohana, you know, we brothers and sisters. But all of this deception through the palapala and the language. So we have to be especially careful amongst our own people, as well as, of course, with the people from the corporate, you know, the occupying corporation, that we're careful how we write our contracts. Okay. Like they say, they're going to call it permit. Fine, you guys call it what you want, but we treat it like a contract.
Okay, it all sounds so foreign to me. I would like to hear some kind of a plan that is applying Hawaiian mana'o. I mean, if you talk about land, can you talk about aupua'a and our right, you know, our aupua'a management of our aina?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's Thank what you. I'm looking for anyway. I would like
Thank
to
you so
see
much.
More culturally based mana'o that is spiritually led.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, well, I'm learning all the time. And I know the Kanaka Ma'oli caretakers, yeah, the ones who have the kuleana to Malama Aina. And Auntie Pono tells me that you guys are doing a really amazing job, and for years. So when I told Navai, as I'm telling you and all of our listeners, if you have a kuleana to clarify certain names, aspects, claims, titles, you know, please involve yourself, because there's no template how to do this, you know. We have to create it from the grassroots. So I say, like, you know, okay, what's the name of the ahupua'a? Who are the families involved? You know, what is their manao? And I'm really looking forward to how we can unite. Once again, Keakua's law, because that is the foundation of law in Hawaii and really the whole earth. So how do we do that so that when we do a land title correction, that our people, our lahui, and especially those connected to the ahupua'a, you know, that particular moku, that everybody's happy, that everybody's pono, that their kuleana is heard and respected. Now, we cannot make everybody happy sometimes, because even though all claims are always welcome, you got to bring evidence, that your claim is actually true. And I know sometimes, you know, we might have information that's not exactly correct. Kalamai, okay, we gotta honor the truth, because that is a universal law. And if we want universal abundance, the blessing of universal abundance, then we have to align ourselves and our paperwork, you know, our contracts, in alignment with Keakua's law, universal law. But when we do that, the abundance is beyond our imagination. I feel that, see?
Yeah. I'm
not talking about money. I'm not talking about money, yeah? I'm talking about the blessing of being alive in this kingdom. Go ahead. Sorry.
How do we get everybody on the same page and believing in Keakua?
Well, according to Hawaiian Kingdom Constitution, I thought Kawikiaoli was very wise. He said, you know, this country, our nation, is founded on biblical principles. That is codified. That's in the public record. However, nobody, no man, no wahine, is going to be persecuted for their neglect of God. As long as you do no harm and you bring no evil to this country, you can follow your bliss. So if people, you know, they might believe in a different religion, or they might be atheists, or they might be this and that and the other. They don't go to my church, or they don't go to church. Okay, as long as you do no harm and you come with aloha, you're welcome on this you know, in this country, and all of your God-given rights, even though you don't believe in God, okay, but all of your rights are protected. We have to protect each other's God-given rights. But I, myself, I know Keokua. Without Keokua, I'm nothing.
You know? Yeah.
I know. I cannot even wake up in the morning unless God say, okay, Gene, open your eyes. I give you one more day.
Right.
You know?
Okay, we got to take a station break at the moment.
So I'm grateful. So
all
happy.
Right.
Yeah, I just want to take a quick second. You're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA, Kilauea, I'm not looking at the paper. Can you hand it to me? KKCR Honolulu, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K205 FM, Honolulu. We're on the line with Gene Tamashiro, and you're listening to Kauai Community Radio. This is Living Sovereign. Please carry on.
Thank you. Right on.
Hallelujah.
Okay, aloha,
thank
Gene. You know, years ago, when I got involved in the movement, I did realize, after learning a lot of things, that our sovereignty is going to be land-based. It is land-based sovereignty. And that's when I got a map out, and we mapped out all the aupua of Kauai so that our people would know the name of the place where they were born, which is their identity, and so that they would do a assessment of the resources within their communities from Mauka to Makai, and live sovereignly in their own ahupua'a to begin with. Because you cannot disregard that there's another ahupua'a on one side and another ahupua'a on the other side. So we should form a network, and that's what I called my thing, my ho'okipa network of ahupua'a, ahupua'a on Kauai, and then starting with creating ahupua'a councils on each of the ahupua'a.
Perfect.
And see, so that way we get the people aware of who they are and how important their ahupua'a is to them, and use the resources within your own ahupua'a. So you don't have to get in your car and go and drive somewhere to go get food or to go get gas or to, you know, whatever, to take your kids to school. It can all happen just within your own ahupua'a. That was what dream was. And we did. We did have ahupua'a councils on Kauai. I had ahupua'a councils, and I also formed kupuna councils. That also was very important in our work of getting the knowledge from the kupuna, our relatives, and you know, and move forward with that. And in the spiritual sense, then it is like, listen to the voices in you, you know, call on your kupuna, say their names. If you say their names, they're going to come. They cannot refuse. They cannot refuse. So, because why? I'm here because of them. So, you know,
that's right.
Yeah, that's why we're here. We're here because of them. And so we need to honor that and try to continue what they want us to do.
I think.
So how's that one? How about ahupua'a-based kind of governance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone has a God-given right and kuleana to, you know, to develop and to amplify. We help each other, you know, in all that diversity. We help each other.
Yeah.
So the key for me...
That's aloha ke kahi, ke kahi. That's God's law. And that's how we move forward on that. Aloha ke kahi, ke kahi. Yeah, okay.
That's really the only law on earth. That's really the... Everything, so much of the other so-called laws is a result of politics and money.
Right. And you know
that... That's not how law really works.
Yeah, and I want you to know also that... In our movement, we try to abide by kingdom laws, by common laws, by nature laws, and not the state or the federal government laws. I don't want, I don't follow state laws if I don't have to. You know, we play the game though. Well, we have to play the game sometimes. you know.
Yeah.
We'll do sometimes what they say, oh, we got to do this, or we got to do that, or we can't get that. Yeah. Well, we want to get that, so I guess we got to do this and got to do that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I understand. I agree. We're at the point of knowledge and development that we can be very specific about our title, mm-hmm. about our rights, and uh-huh. that's why HKG is important, because we need to create an administrative process so that the administration of the occupying corporation can work with us. Yeah,
I'm surprised we don't already have an administration.
Well,
somewhere
in all the work that we'll
be doing.
There are people that are providing different kinds of services, and
right.
we have to be inclusive. So, you know, like here on Namoko Keawe, Mamo Street, they do ID, okay, and they do passport. I do ID. We don't do passport, so we should be working together. I don't see any problem why we cannot, because we actually have to. Now, so my door and my phone always open to people who, you know, have their own kuleana. They've been doing this for years, and I love and respect everybody's work. But we all need to be vigilant when we, because people are going to get into controversies. Yeah, they're going to have like issues and conflicts with each other. No problem. The thing about that is we have to know how lawful adjudication works. Yeah, that we, like in the state system, the corporate system, they don't operate in natural law justice. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. all like corporate statutes, and politics and money have co-opted the lawful justice process. And that's the beauty and opportunity of Ko Hawaii Pai Aina, is that this is Keakua's kingdom on earth, and we operate in the law of the Most High. Whether you believe in Keakua or not, hey, that's your business. But that's how, you know, that's my covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's the covenant with that everybody in their own way. You know, you only call God, you know, what I call God. I have a relationship with Yeshua the Christ. If you don't relate to that, no problem. But don't bring harm and don't bring evil to our country, because then I'm obligated to go, Kalamai, you cannot do like that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but other than that, you know, you follow your bliss, you sing your songs, you do... But don't bring harm. And if we have conflicts and issues, we have to know how to bring adjudication, lawful adjudication, so we can arrive
mm-hmm.
at a lawful conclusion.
Right. You know, we try not to cause harm. We try not to all the time, because
we follow Keakua's
laws. However, there are times then when we cannot school our anger because of the way that we are being treated, like inhuman slaves, you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
The anger part comes out sometimes. So I'm just saying.
amen. I'm learning to focus my fire.
Yeah.
You know? And it's been a real blessing. I'm learning from everybody all the time. That young man, Navai, he called today. I'm so grateful that, our different generations.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, the different generations. I said, brother, we got to get each other's back.
Yeah.
If you and me believe, you know, in Keakua's law, in Keakua's kingdom, everything else we can work out.
Okay.
We can work it out. So
okay.
he felt good, and I look forward to, I told him, put together your bio and your kuleana and your little picture, and, you know, let's get that on HKGA. Let's stand for the world,
yeah.
united.
It's all in the works,
yeah.
It's all in construction periods right now. We're constructing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. For the phone call.
I need
Thank
to take, a li- take care of a little business here and do a station break. So one moment, please.
Yeah, Gene, right. Did you want to hang on the line? Or
yes, stay, Gene.
Perfect, perfect.
I can if you need me, yes.
Perfect.
I'm very appreciative. Thank
all
you.
All right, we're just going to turn you down for a quick second, come right back to you as soon as we're done with this.
Right.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Aloha, Living Sovereign is made possible by KKCR's sustaining members and in partnership with Kalaheo Chiropractor and Healing Horses.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic, acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. 332-5580 or kalaheochiropractic.com.
Healing Horses Kauai, empowering individuals of all abilities to address their unique physical, emotional, cognitive, and social needs with educational and therapeutic riding and horsemanship lessons, day camps, and outreach programs. Healing Horses, introducing beginning riders to the magic of horses with love, empathy, and respect. HealingHorsesKauai.org, 634-3986.
Ono Pops, Hawaiian handmade frozen pops made on Kauai with local and organic farm ingredients, available at select Kauai retailers. When you donate Ono Pops to first responders or medical staff, Ono Pops will match your donation with 50% more pops. Delivery info at onopops.com, 238-6565. Ono Pops, local, Ono, and Pono.
This is Pulanani Rogers coming back to you from our short break. You're listening to Living Sovereign.
And mahalo for support from our underwriters.
Oh, mahalo.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
Hi, mahalo to our underwriters. Thank you for supporting us. It is a community thing. It is a kākou thing. And we all love KKCR. Gives us all these opportunities for us to speak out as people of the Aina, to share our manao and to try to make peace with everybody on the Aina. That's what this is. We're making peace. We're sending aloha. We send our aloha to the world right now. I know you can hear me wherever you are around this planet. We send you our Kauai aloha strong. And that will lead me a little bit to... Oh, that's okay. We still got Uncle Gene. Uncle Gene is still on the line.
Yes, we still got...
I am. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. So... where were we? I'm still kind of stuck on... what do you think about building our governance ahupua'a by ahupua'a on every island?
I think that makes sense. That's shown from what I've observed and what I feel in my heart, that respects the culture and that is best practice for the Aina. It's something that, you know, is in your bones, yeah? How to malama Aina, malama pono in such a manner. It connects people to the Aina in a very practical way. I think it's wonderful.
And it's because we are walking in the footsteps of our kupuna. They started
beautiful.
It, and we're continuing.
Yes.
And we are.
Yes,
we
yes,
would
yes.
like to continue also where the queen left
okay.
off. I believe okay. that did you study the queen's last constitution? Yes.
I did read part of it, and it looked very, you know, it looked very good. Of course, we're in 2020 right now.
Yeah.
And there are some economic things, technology things that we'll have to look at. But any law, any regulation that we as a Lahui decide to pass and to enforce. Laws have to pass through the law of the Most High. Yeah, we have to ask if this law is based on truthful, factual information. We have to ask if this law is actually trespassing or doing harm to to people's unalienable rights, or is it doing harm to the Aina or anybody? You know, and we have to ask, what is the status of agreements and contracts, you know, and how will those things be impacted by these new regulations that we might be passing, or even the old ones that we want to be resurrecting? So we always have to be vigilant in making sure that our relationships and our contracts are pono, that they're actually following in accordance to the law of the Most High.
Yeah.
And, I don't need to be one lawyer to figure that out, but, you know, it's
right.
A principle that we need to educate our people, yeah?
You know, that's it. Education is one of the most important things for our people. Exactly. We have a comment.
It's actually a question about... I'm looking at some of these older constitutions, and they all have what I would call maybe an inherent flaw, in my opinion. But I'm wondering if we can point this out. And this has to do with protection of private property.
Okay.
You know, and this reminds me of probably my favorite game when I was a kid. By the way, this is Dr. Kiahi. This reminds me of my favorite game when I was a kid called Monopoly. And Monopoly is kind of, you know, there's rules that you gotta abide by, but one of the things that it has in common with a lot of these constitutions, particularly you know, the ones that are you know, have roots in the English common law, is this idea of protection of private property. And this goes all the way back to the Declaration of Rights. And so the reason why I say it's a flaw is that if I have 100 acres and you have nothing, and we both are protected by the same laws for private property, and we both agree that these are God's laws, who does that actually benefit? Who does that actually benefit? Yeah. And that's the inherent flaw I see. If you go all the way back, as far back as you can, you actually have to go back before what I think is that the native people that were here, call them Hawaiians, call them Marquesans, call them whatever you want. You go far back enough, I think we got hijacked. Somehow our laws got hijacked and our religion got hijacked. Clearly our religion got hijacked. I mean, that's guaranteed.
Our language.
And if you go back far enough, we have this thing called communal land ownership. Yeah, and that's not like Monopoly. In Monopoly, you can buy stuff, and I own it, and you don't own it, and I get to put up a gate, and you cannot come in my gate.
Right.
And so that's something that I would like to address, because if we revive...
I appreciate that.
Yeah, if we revive these laws, we're going to revive that protection of private property, which is already here, yeah, by the way. So how do we kind of deal with that, which is really an issue, because most of the Hawaiians have no acres and the non-Hawaiians have all the acres. And so what do we do about that?
That's very, very good. Very important. One of the first things that we will be doing is we will have to confirm what many of us know, that all land title after 1893 is defective. Yeah? Something that Mahalo Keanu Sai, who helped to educate us about the fact that, you know, when they arrested our queen, our Bureau of Conveyance was forcibly shut down, and all of these land sales are, just by its very nature, right out of the gate, defective. And so we, in so many ways, we're starting a new clean slate, where our rights and our responsibilities and our aloha will all be tested and will be called forward, so that we can make sure that this is the land of righteousness. That's the goal. The goal is to follow as steadfastly as possible Keakua's law and Keakua's wishes for his country. You know, he's the owner of everything. We don't even own our own body. We have to steward it. It's the temple of God. But we don't own it with impunity, because if we did, You know, how would we, you know, if we had so much power and control, like I said earlier, I cannot wake myself up in the morning without God's grace. Mm-hmm. So we have to humble ourselves to the reality of existence in this creation.
So,
and if somebody is suffering, now if some people, they don't mind. They go, you know what, I don't want to be bothered because I don't want to mow the grass. I don't want to deal with, you know, Ina issues. You know, I just want to, you know, have my own little holiday and however they want to live their life, as long as they're not doing harm. Other people, they want to be industrious. They want to, you know, manage 1,000 acres, you know, for organic farming or, you know, whatever. People come forward with their dream, with their kuleana, with their issue. And we have to be good stewards, not just of the material world, yeah, but of the spiritual relationships that is part of our obligation.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not for communism, socialism, you know, actually any ism, you know, democracy, communism, socialism, anarchy, anything. Everything is subject to heaven.
Right.
Luckily, God don't make no junk, and truth is sovereign, and love can heal. You know, I'm not about criminal justice. I'm about restorative justice. So we don't have to punish people eye for an eye for everything, yeah? We have to figure out how to live more in God's mind. What would God want? What would the Creator want in this relationship, in this situation? And it sounds simple, but it's profound to me. And I want to approach it that way. I agree with you. That is a very important subject. Because we could just be, you know, same situation, just, you know, change the color, but we're still having problems.
Well, that's why I brought up the Monopoly analogy, because
yes, sir.
That's like every time you start a new game, it's a clean slate, but it always ends up the same, where you have the winners and losers. Yeah. And so because the rules of the system is already heavy to begin with. And so that's the part we got to look at, you know, and I mean,
absolutely.
Sorry to say, but the monarchy is that system, and it always was that system, because you have those that have more and have all the cards, you know, Park Place, Boardwalk, and you have the Maka Ainana that don't have the, you know, the cheap seats.
Okay.
And so
God bless you.
Get out of jail card.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel good because it starts with people being aware and compassionate and fearless in their commitment to be pono, you know, in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, I just am grateful. And I, you know, those kinds of tough questions, we go to them.
We should start saying something other than the word kingdom, because kingdom implies inequality, and it implies, what about a queendom? In fact, our last king wasn't even a king. It was a queen. But we're still using the same outdated words.
Well, you know, that's part of, you know, the evolving nature of our relationships. When I first started on this journey, I always called it Hawaiian Kingdom. And then someone said Kingdom of the Hawaiian Islands. And then someone said, you know, this, that, and the other. And then I learned about Ko Hawaii Pai Aina.
I like that one better. Ko Hawaii Pai Aina.
And that one, that resonates with me, you know, a lot, the most. A lot of people, when I say that, like Malahini, they go, what you talking about? You know, so when I write it down, I typically will write it down, Hawaiian Kingdom, : Ko Hawaii Pai Aina.
Which means, you know, the whole archipelago, and which is the way that we are addressed in government, Palapala, our nation, I think, is addressed as Ko Hawaii Pai Aina. And and Pai Aina, of course, is the archipelago, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
That's why I like the definition. It covers it all.
Okay, well, I'm very happy with that. We have to be sensitive to those that don't know that. You know, and get people up to speed. But mahalo.
Aye.
I'm happy with that. Feels good to me.
Yeah,
feels respectful. Yeah.
I think it's important for us to recognize that we're building Iyo's kingdom. It's not a Hawaiian kingdom. It's not a, you know, we're building this kingdom for Iyo. And we want to make sure that we all understand that. And I think this is how we're all going to come together, set aside our differences, and we're going to get our leaders on the same va'a.
Aye.
You know, we have the navigators. We have, you know, those that's setting
that.
The legwork.
Paddlers.
I think, we've got the paddlers.
We're the paddlers.
You know, the captain.
Oh, you guys.
So,
too good.
Anyway,
I'm smiling from my soul. Thank you so much. That's
in
good.
Here, okay, because we're talking about kingdom, and I just wanted to put my 2 cents in.
Thank
mahalo.
You.
Oh, yes.
Mahalo.
No worries.
Aye, mahalo. That was Noelani. Okay. Noelani Jocelyn. Mahalo.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. We got to turn your mic on. Okay. Gene, Magesu just stepped in, too, so... Before he does that, though,
he's my hero.
In 5 minutes.
How we doing,
okay.
Gene?
Go ahead.
Aloha,
Aloha
Gene.
Brother.
Yeah, I'm in resonance with Aunty and Noelani and things I've been hearing with that EO, God is our highest authority. That is the supreme authority.
Yes.
So I'm not one that believes that laws are the driving force or constitutions are because laws take away rights. I believe in the unalienable rights of all people. Those are our God-given rights given to us from birth.
Amen.
And that guarantees that's the pursuit of life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. So when people get caught up in the Constitution, I go, wait a minute. The people signed up for the Declaration. They didn't sign up for the Constitution necessarily, because when it was the Declaration of the Rights of the People, and people were guaranteed all their unalienable rights, they go, I'll sign up for that. I'll go to war for that. I'll fight for that.
Yeah.
But I'm not
fighting
for these man-made laws. I'm following the laws of nature and of nature's God.
Okay.
So that's what the whole liability document was based on. That's what how we all come together as one, that we have a highest authority. That is EO. That is God. And man has made their own laws. Laws take away rights. Constitutions were meant to protect the unalienable rights, our God-given rights. That's their primary function, which is why constitutions get amended, which is why constitutions get rewritten. But the Declaration never does. Because it's a declaration of the people, signed with the consensus of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we just need to hold our leaders accountable to honoring our God-given rights.
Right.
All day long.
Right.
Beautiful.
I believe
that
declaration is included in your Palapala with the HKGA, right?
It is.
Could you pull it up?
The Liability Declaration includes the 1839 Declaration of the Rights of the People that was ratified in 1840. And that's that is one of the driving documents for the liability. Because we hold them accountable for not only the 1839 Declaration of Rights, but that parallels with the United States' 1776 Declaration of Rights, or Independence. They're similar documents.
Yes.
They all honor God.
Mm-hmm.
Same EO. Same EO.
Same God, yes.
I see.
You can find that on the HKGA global website.
Oh, we're going to get a global website. Can you give us the address to the global website, Gene?
Yeah, it's hkga.global, yes.
Oh, dot global.
Dot global,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a short break again to take care of business.
Well, thank you so very much. Are we, Paul?
No, we're just taking a break. You're listening to KKCR, KQA, Kilauea, and this is the Living Sovereign program, and this is your hostess, Puanani Rogers. Okay. Holomua.
Double Up Food Bucks, also known as Dubbox, is available now on Kauai, providing 50% off Hawaii-grown fruits and veggies to SNAP EBT cardholders. Get an automatic discount when you use SNAP dollars to purchase local produce at Halepuna Farmers Market in Waimea. You can also get a 50% discount by scanning your Dubbox access card at the checkout of any Big Save Market and Time Supermarket in Lehue. Discounts only apply to items marked with Dubbox logo. Don't have a SNAP card? Think you might be an eligible low-income household? Call Child and Family Service SNAP Outreach Worker Maria Andrews at 808-652-9259. That's 808-652-9259 if you qualify for SNAP, which, by the way, stands for Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. You receive monthly SNAP funds to purchase food for your family, and you get a Dubbucks discount to take on more local fruits and veggies. For more information on Dubbucks program, visit Dubbucks.org. That is Dubux.org. The Bucks is a partnership with the Hawaii Good Food Alliance, Malama Kauai, and the Kauai Strong Fund of the Hawaii Community Foundation.
Hi, mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. We're going to take a short musical break here and take a breath. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Song Ele Ke Aloha, brought to you by a group of wonderful musicians. I don't know the name, but that was a beautiful song, and it's to Lili'u Okalani, whom we are honoring, of course, today. Okay, we still got Jean Tawashir on our call-in telephone, and we've got Magesa sitting here, who just walked in, who is also contributing to the information on our Hawaiian Kingdom Governor's Laws, or Hawaiian Queendom. Yes. Hawaiian Queendom.
Gonna have to
we just made that. Kayah, he just made up that word. Yeah, hey, why not? You know, it was a queen. She was that fantastic queen. And we've got also Janae still here. We've got Noi Lenny. We've got Allison. We've got...
Oh, you guys are the eye of the storm there. That's awesome.
Right. Also, our Wahine that's doing our global media.
Anya.
And Magesa's friend over there. And Dr. Ke'ahi with beautiful Lindsay at the board for us, taking care of everything.
All socially distant, of course.
Of course. And masks, Namlang.
That's a whole nother conversation. I won't get into that unless somebody asks me. Okay.
All right, Jean. All right, let's set the platform for you. Go ahead. That's who's here. You may continue.
Well, thank you.
Well,
we haven't yet talked about the title. Do you have
notice of liability and title correction?
Yes.
Title correction.
Can you embellish us with that information? Yeah. Okay.
Well, basically, if you're going to claim like the state of Hawaii and the county, et cetera, yeah, they claim jurisdiction. You can't have claim of jurisdiction unless you can prove superior title. And so that's just a basic premise of law.
Mm-hmm.
And so title correction is fundamentally important that, we've done our due diligence amongst Hawaiian Kingdom law and also the lawful conveyances that have occurred, in the unique way that we have done, in Ko Hawaii Pai Aina. And we codify that. We put that in writing. We verify that. And then we defend that truth. We present it unto the world, and we defend that truth. Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody from the county or the state has evidence that our facts, our truth, our law is not true, then they're required to come forward.
That's
and
right.
And typically, as you guys know, the county and the state and the feds even, yeah, they remain silent.
Exactly.
When we make a claim, they remain silent. So that is called acquiescence.
Oh.
Acquiescence is a maxim of law. Like if I say 2 + 2 = 5, and everybody who knows it's 4 remains silent, then you know what? It's 5. Crazy as that may sound. That's why it's important that we stand up and with aloha we clarify the true title and the true status and the true law of this soil.
I got another question.
So that's what we're doing. Yeah, that's what we're doing with those title corrections.
I have another question.
You guys been doing it a long time too.
Okay, here's a question.
Okay.
Go, Keahi.
Yeah.
If we as a people chose to create a new system of title, is that acceptable? Like a new mahele, the greater mahele, how's that?
Oh, why not? Everything is a process. Everything is a process of clarification, confirmation, negotiation even, yeah?
It seems like a lot less energy. Yeah, because you don't have to convince anybody. You just have consent, and everybody agrees. Yeah, let's just redistribute everything, and we just start with that.
I don't know if everybody's going to agree like that. What Aina are we talking about? Everything? What are you talking about?
We could propose that.
Okay, any proposal and any claim is always welcome.
Yeah, yep. I'm just thinking. If you get extra, that should be the first one on the chopping block. Yeah. Like if you get, like 1,800,000 extra, we put that one out on the chopping block right away, yeah. And if you're if you have a skyscraper and 10,000 acres or a whole island, how about that one, because they got perfect title. They got perfect title in Niihau. Okay. Yeah, but they don't need all that.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
like I said, all proposals and all claims are welcome. The devil is in the details. And I feel like you're coming from a Pono place. I can guarantee you there's going to be questions. There's going to be controversies. And we will arrive because I trust a nation that is held together in the law of the Most High, in Io's wisdom and grace. That we'll figure that out. But, you got the insight and the courage to bring up issues that a lot of people don't want to talk about. and so God bless you for that.
Talking.
I say if you got
we're
a plan, try to keep it simple and then let's go for it. And maybe we could start out with a smaller, maybe we don't talk about 1.8 million acres right away. That we demonstrate in a smaller project what it is you're talking about.
Well, here's an idea. If someone who's in need goes to someone that has extra, They cannot say no. How's that? How's that? How's that for a start?
Okay. I have to be very careful about making a blanket. I think we all need to be. Yeah.
Well, who didn't agree with that?
Saying, well, hang on. You're basically saying that a man cannot say no. A man always has a right to say yes or no.
Well, not if but not if we agree.
They're basing their claim of yes or no on what evidence, on what facts, on what principles of law. See? So if we're vigilant for our own rights and our own desires and our own kuleana, we also need to be vigilant for other people's too. And if we do that, I am confident. I am very confident because God don't make no junk. Mm. And if we can arrive at a pono and lawful conclusion, we will all benefit. You know, we will all tap in to the universal abundance that is our birthright. But we have to be also very steadfast
I don't want to get into gray areas, but let's just say I have no house and you have five house and I ask you for one house. That's pretty, I mean, how can you say no to that? Right? You cannot say no to that.
Myself personally, I cannot say no unless I actually didn't like you. You know, I can always say no, brother. Hmm. Anybody can always say yes or no. Now, if I say no, okay, and then you go, well, here's all my evidence that this is, you know, worthwhile and lawful. Okay, we all have to respect that. I'm not about having one principle of law. I don't think we can do this, see? I don't think one principle of law, or one issue can be applied to every situation and everybody. We have to take each situation individually because you're going to have a million controversies. And
that's why the world is like what it is because people are taking the liberty to say no, and people are also taking no for an answer. But it's not gonna. Okay. It's not sustainable.
I'm all good with that.
Could I interject here, Gene?
If someone tells me, for example, if someone tells me, I'll make it a very real life example right now, okay? Because I've done my due diligence and I know the science shows if I don't wear a mask, I'm not actually putting anybody else in danger. I've done my due diligence. Yet people who don't bring evidence to show me that if I don't wear a mask that I'm putting them in danger. Okay, so I respect everybody's right to protect themselves and their loved ones, yeah? But you got to bring evidence that what you're claiming, meaning if I don't wear a mask, you know, that I'm putting you in danger. It's very important that we hold each other accountable to the principles of law. I'm not asking somebody else to do something. Somebody else is forcing me to do something without evidence that their claim is based on scientific truth. See, so this is how we have to be very about how we come to a lawful conclusion. It's a big, big thing to me. And I'll drop this because it is, like I said, it's a big issue. To me, the mask situation, because the government and the corporations have not provided sound evidence that me not wearing a mask actually harms somebody else, it's more about submission than science to me. Now, I got my evidence to show my claim. Just like if the state of Hawaii got evidence to show that they own Mauna Kea, then they better bring, you know, that they got jurisdiction, then they got to bring evidence that they have superior title. This is the principle of law that we have to apply in every controversy. So my heart goes with you. I support you in the right to say, you know what, you get five houses. And me, I'm, you know, in a tent on the beach. And I would like to explore with you, how can we make this so that it's pono? Because it don't seem pono right now. You have every right to... to make that inquiry. I don't think we should pass laws. I don't think we should pass laws that just blanket statement upon everybody else, you know, about some kind of solution or some kind of way. I think we got to be very careful.
Like,
about that.
Like no stealing? Yeah. That's a blanket solution.
All right. We just need to take a 2-second break here. I want to let our listeners know that they're listening to Kauai Community Radio. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Richard Fernandez bringing us Sunset Jazz. Please keep it tuned in to KKCR.
Okay, Gene, I'd like to interject something now. If we're going to create something new, we're always going to be challenged by something that is old. So in the course of documentation, who's got the original documentation that goes back to the beginning? But if we're going to create new, let's look at people. So if you're going to create, say, I am one of the original people, but now you create something new, so I'm not original anymore because you've changed the bar, you've changed the standards. So if we create something new, where do we start from? What are we eliminating?
Well, if someone has, you know, it's a maxim of law that if you have kuleana and possession of something because you created it or, you know, your family's been there for 100 years, 1,000 years, whatever, you know, it's a maxim of law that the one who has possession the longest has, you know, the superior title.
Well, there's a lot. Okay. Possession is 9/10 of the law. But again, creating new really violates the laws of nature and of nature's God, as we go back to the beginning, because we're changing the parameters. So it's like we're the creators now.
Depends what you're trying to change.
I'd rather follow God's law as a creator, as the highest authority, than something we create that creates separation.
Those are the principles that unite us. Those are the principles that unite us. I stand with you in those principles. You know, as we apply that to real world situations, like, you know, like land stewardship rights and things of that nature, then we're going to be called, you know, to operate in the highest truth, clarity, and integrity. And I believe we're able to do that. I believe we're the ones in our Aloha culture that can do that. But I feel like we need to be very careful to make pronouncements about certain things that on the surface look very well and clear, and so we should do it like that. But I think we need to be very careful in the details of how we implement regulations. That's all. You know, we don't have to agree on all those very, you know, sensitive and subtle details, just in one conversation like this. But I just, I always want to confirm that we are standing in unity in the law of the Most High, and that is the basis of this very beautiful and powerful nation. So if we got to sharpen our pencils, we got to sit down, you know, the claim of redistribution of wealth, it's a slippery slope, and I just want to be very careful not to make a blanket statement about that principle. Absolutely. That's all.
Exactly. Okay, Mahalo, Gene. We are.
Thank
almost,
you so much.
Yeah. We're almost kind of coming down to the last hour of the show or the last few minutes of the show.
Oh, you guys are great. Yeah, thank you.
So thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. And, of course, it's to be continued because we didn't really get to everything. We didn't go through the interim governance papers. I hope it's going to all be on the web. The website. So, everybody, it's hkga.global.
That's right.
Yes.
That's correct.
So, for more information for that, or you can call me, call KKCR, and they can refer you to my phone number, or I can give our people my phone number as well. But do reach out, people, if you've heard this and you have still questions and concerns, because for me, too, it's still not all completely clear. I'm thinking about what we have been doing all this time, working Aupua, Aipoa, planting kalo, clearing land, claiming land, occupying land, getting arrested, but, you know, all of that. We're doing that all right now. So after the after we launch this, though, what do you expect us to be doing?
Well, we expect to be protecting people's unalienable right to full disclosure and substantive due process. So if you guys are actually not doing harm, you actually malama aina, malama pono, you know, and people are coming to you and harassing you, we are here, you know, as HKGA and as just individual people, you know, to
and you will defend
each other. Okay. We have to defend each other in your unalienable right, which is codified, you know, Keakua's law, onto this soil. And that's a very, that's what the purpose of good government is, you know, to protect people's unalienable God-given rights. That's the real purpose.
That would be my first choice if I would be, you know, have my government back. The first thing I would do is I would take care of our people.
Amen.
Because of all the suffering that we've been going through that has been so unjustifiable.
Right.
First thing on the list, we take care of our people.
I have a question.
Let's do it.
We have a question.
Can you be more specific, Nani, with it, keeping in mind we have 2 minutes left?
Okay.
About taking care of our people.
Yeah. Exactly. You can start with the people that are sick, the people that are incapacitated in some way, the kupuna, of course, and down the line, okay? But that's where you start.
Of course.
Free
take
water.
Take care of our people and free water. Exactly. Give us back our water.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, it is ours.
It
is
life.
Enforce the law.
Yeah. That's how we take care of our people.
Status, title, and enforce the law. Yeah.
All right. So I want to thank everybody again. This has
God
been a wonderful. Thank you, Gene.
And Gene,
God bless you.
Thank you.
And I commend you, really.
Love
You've been
you
on a marathon phone call this afternoon. It's been really, really kind of inspirational and very interesting. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
My sentiments exactly.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you,
you
everybody.
Too, Gene.
Aloha, malama pono.
Aloha, malama pono.
All right,
then.
How do we fill up 2 hours so quickly?
Yes, thank you to everyone and all of you that called in. I'm sorry we didn't get to our other two issues that I wanted to talk about, and maybe you can do a quick one about the cult.
We have 1 minute.
We have 1 minute. Okay. All I can say is that they're gone. They're gone.
Yeah. Aloha also means goodbye.
Yes. And, you know, don't let the door kick you in the butt when you walk out.
Yeah, or something like that.
To all my listeners here again, aloha and mahalo for listening. KKCR is the best, so keep your radio dial stuck that and 91.9. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Love each other, and don't forget, you gotta love yourself first. Okay.
Right.
Aloha.
Aloha. Keakua pu, ahui ho kako.
Ahui ho.
Thank you. Oh,